Our cattle markets react to a couple of different factors. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. That was the case as we opened up the markets on Monday. We reacted to a couple of different factors, including the USDA's cattle on feed report and the talk about a screwworm case that was detected about 70 miles south of the U.S. and Mexico border. Greg Hansen is with Hansen Agri Commodities, Walnut Grove, Minnesota.
Yeah, that's definitely what we're trading here today. I mean, we were going to open better because of the cattle on feed. Now, you know, you look at where the guesses were, they were pretty close to what it came out. But when you look at what some of those actual numbers are, you know, marketed 84%, placed 90%, it just shows things are still tight out here. And so we anticipate, you know, it being up $2 to $3, maybe $4 on the fats. And being on being better on the feed, but this screwworm deal, I mean, obviously, if it's within 70 miles of the border, that border is not going to open anytime soon. And so I think what you're seeing is people that need cattle that were maybe thinking, okay, maybe, you know, there's been rumblings maybe after the first of the year, maybe before the first of the year, we'd open that border.
And that has also been the case over the last few months with the border being closed. Our producers in the South Country are looking for more cattle, kind of depending on the cattle from the North Country.
You know, you are definitely seeing higher priced cash numbers in the South and the North, and it is due to that lack of cattle. You have ranchers that have cattle sold contracted wise, and they got to go buy them. They're just not here. And so it definitely feels like, you know, the screwworm is really kind of goosing this market. Is this the thing that can kind of make us push up and retest, if not make new highs? I guess time will tell, but charts are looking better today.
As Greg mentioned, the South Country is relying a little bit more on North Country for their cattle. I have seen just that. More cattle trailers moving southward down the interstate. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Lundberg.